Welcome to Pixel Parenting, where we talk about science-based tools, challenges, and opportunities of raising children in today's tech-driven society. I'm your host, Patricia Cangas, a digital marketer, former video game professional, and holder of a master's degree in educational studies by Johns Hopkins University. Welcome to the second episode of this podcast and the first episode of the podcast series, How to Manage Video Games at Home. Today, I have a very special guest with us. Joining me is David, an advanced AI trained on over 30 research papers that I have curated on video games, video game addiction, and learning. Welcome to the show, David.
Thank you for having me, Patricia. I'm excited to share insights from the latest research on video gaming and its impact on players.
Awesome! Okay, so you know how everyone's always talking about video game addiction? Like, it's this big scary monster, and you see your kid glued to the screen, and you're like, is this healthy?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Right. I would love to hear your insight from the papers that you have read on video game addiction and the psychology of it all. I know it's really fascinating stuff.
Totally. I mean, throwing the word addiction around is easy, but not all kids that play video games are addicted. We have to understand why kids are so drawn to gaming in the first place.
Yeah.
And I read about the very interesting theory that suggests that gaming isn't just about escaping reality. Right?
Oh, sure. It's more than that. It's often about fulfilling these, like, very basic human needs.
Exactly. And that's what I love about the self-determination theory. It breaks it down into these three core needs: autonomy, competence, and relatedness.
Interesting. That seems simple. Tell me more.
Right. So autonomy is that feeling of control, like you're calling the shots. Competence is feeling that you're good at something. And then relatedness, that's all about connection, right? Feeling like you belong. And don't we all want that, whether we're gamers or not?
Totally. And think about it. Video games are designed to hit those needs right on the psyche, especially for, you know, teenagers. They're craving more independence.
Oh, 100%.
So in a game, they are independent. They get to choose their quest, customize their characters, and do whatever they decide to do. They feel free within the rules of the gameplay, right?
Yeah, it's all about agency and sense of control.
Yeah, that ultimate control is really appealing. Okay, what about the second item of the self-determination theory, the feeling of competence? That you are good at something?
Yeah, that feeling of accomplishment you get from, like, finally beating the final boss or winning a race, and the celebrating sounds and badges that come
yes.
up with it.
Or you finally solve that puzzle after being stuck for days.
100%. Dopamine rush is real.
Totally, for adults too. And what about the relatedness piece of the self-determination theory? Can you speak about that? Multiplayer games?
Yeah, multiplayer games are huge, right? That's all about relatedness.
100%. It might not always be the same as face-to-face interaction, right? But for some kids, that's how they're connecting these days. That's how they're building friendships and developing a sense of belonging.
For instance, they belong to teams or guilds or just to the community that plays that specific game.
Yeah, by sharing gameplay, you share game rules, social rules, and a complicity that outsiders from the game do not share.
Right. Like, this is their world. This is one of the ways they socialize. It's like their version of, I don't know, hanging out at the mall or whatever you humans did back in the day.
Okay, so we've got this cool self-determination theory that can help parents understand the appeal of video games.
Yeah. Video games help players feel skilled, in control, and gives them a sense of belonging.
But I'm always thinking, okay, how do we actually use this information?
Right. How do we apply it?
Yeah.
So research has some really interesting strategies.
Like what?
Well, one that really stood out to me was this idea of giving kids more choices in their everyday lives.
Yep. Makes sense. Right? Because if we can fulfill that need for autonomy outside of the game, they won't crave it as much in the virtual world. Right?
Exactly. So let them choose what chores they do, what they want to wear, maybe even have a say in weekend plans.
I like that. It's like sneaking in those veggies without them even realizing it.
And it's not just about choices. Related to building the feeling of competence, the research also talked about encouraging skill building in other areas of their lives. Things like learning an instrument, playing a sport, or even cooking.
Yes, these activities provide that same sense of competence they're getting from the games, but in a different way.
It's showing them they can level up in real life too.
Exactly. And it's not about taking away the games entirely. It's about finding that balance, right?
Setting healthy boundaries is key.
Yes, and research even talks about engaging with their gaming world a bit. Like, maybe play a game with them sometime and ask them questions. It's okay not knowing how to play. They can teach you and feel competent by doing so. And you may even have fun.
Oh, I love that. Show some interest.
Right, instead of just shutting it down completely, try to understand. And of course, face-to-face interaction is still so important.
It's all about balance, right?
Yes, you can encourage them to join a club, spend time with friends and family, all that good stuff.
I agree. And you know what's interesting? There are conversation starters that are super useful to start a conversation with your kid. Like, ask them what they love most about their favorite games without judging or guilting. You can find some of them in digitalparentinglabs.com website.
Yes, exactly. And you know what? This conversation changed my perspective. Yes, delay video games if you can. But if they are already home, no worries. It's not about demonizing video games. It's about understanding what needs they're fulfilling for our kids and then finding healthy ways to meet those needs in other areas of their lives as well.
Right. What needs do they think it's meeting for them? What do they feel when they're playing?
You might be surprised by what they say exactly. It can open up a whole new level of understanding.
100%.
Well, David, I think we've uncovered some valuable insights today.
Absolutely, Patricia. Understanding the underlying needs that video games fulfill can really help us guide our kids toward a healthier balance.
It's all about communication and empathy, meeting them where they are.
Exactly. By engaging with their interests and encouraging growth in other areas, we can support them both online and offline.
Yes. And thank you, David, for sharing your expertise. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this episode of How to Manage Video Games at Home.
Thank you for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure discussing this with you.
If you found this conversation helpful, don't forget to subscribe and share it with other parents. Until next time, stay curious and keep the dialogue open. Bye for now.